My apologies. I did say we're going to go for the Adhan, inshallah, Latif Adhan. Only we will go, inshallah, after 6 o'clock. My apologies. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan to you. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Salim Kareem, jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36 Surah Yasin, verses number 46, 47 and 48. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us about the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, those people like today who are the secularists, the atheists. They are not interested in the message of the truth. Their aim in life is only khana, pina, sona, pahana, eat, sleep, drink, and then go relieve themselves. So they have relegated themselves to the level of animals, even worse than animals. In whom illa kal an'am balhum adal. They are just like animals, nay, even worse than animals. So imagine this human being who are supposed to be the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, but not prepared to embrace the truth. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, chapter 36, verse number 46, وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضِينَ. And never does any verse of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala come to them. رَبِّهِمْ. Imagine the Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses. But any verse comes to them from the noble Quran. So what was their response and reaction? Illa kanu anha mu'ridin. But they turn away from it and they say that no, we don't accept it. But they will believe the scientists who have theories. The theory is not the fact. I mean, how many a time that very theory has been debunked, the COVID, the whole that plandemic and scamdemic, how they fool billions of people throughout the world, and that people will accept. This is the fallacy, the short-sightedness of human beings supposed to be the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Always remember the traffic light principle. You know, sometimes Allah Ta'ala just puts some great ideas in our heads, in our minds. So look at your traffic light. In South Africa, we call it the robot. You have the green, then you have the orange, and thereafter you have the red. So the green is revelation. So whatever is revelation, that we must go. We must embrace it. We must practice it, propagate it. And the orange is our intelligence, our intellect, our common sense, as we will say. But common sense nowadays is not so common. So when there is a conflict between reason and revelation, then revelation must be given preference. When there is ta'aruz, conflict between naql and aql, naql, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Wahi, the revelation, and aql, our reasoning, so reasoning will be secondary and the revelation will be primary and given preference. And then you have red. Red is our woman's fancies and desires. You know you got diabetes. You know you got a certain problem. But our desires are always craving. You see these people in drugs, alcohol, gambling. They're addicted to it, Allah forbid. So now they just want. And then at that time, they have so much pleasure. But it is momentary pleasure. And then for weeks and months and years, they'll be suffering, Allah forbid. So when there is a conflict between our intelligence, intellect, and our woman's fancies and desires, then we must give our intelligence the true preference and the real preference. Then you will lead a well-balanced life. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ. The people would say tomorrow on the day of justice, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ. If only we heard and we are listened to the wahi revelation, أو نَعْقِلُ, or we used our brains, our intelligence, our intellect, مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ سَعِيرٍ, then we should not have been the inmates and the people of Jahannam and the hellfire. So imagine Almighty Allah teaching us now all these great, great lessons. So whenever you look at a traffic light, whenever you look at a robot, as we call it in South Africa, let these thoughts go through your mind, and hear Almighty Allah has mentioned this, what I told you. Nasma'u wa na'qilu. So remember chapter 67 and verse number 10. First revelation, then reason, intelligence, and then our womb senses and desires. That will be what Islam teaches us. Thereafter, you take like the Jews, even today, and you take the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the secularists, the capitalists, and these haramis who want to control the world, and what a mess they made. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, and when it is told to them, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ, spend from what Almighty Allah has given you. It's not your business acumen. It's not your decrees that you have amassed and accumulated this wealth and empire. It is the decree of Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا. مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The non-Muslims who tell the Muslims, the Jutlas, Quran says, they said, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, the Jutlas, the Jews said, Allah Ta'ala's hands are fastened, meaning Allah Ta'ala has become very stingy, Allah forbid. Allah Jalla Wala cursed them forever and said that, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Their hands are very, very stingy, and they have been cursed because of what they uttered and what they said. Therefore, in Afrikaans, we have that saying, you should learn some Afrikaans, ye as nets was seinach, nets was a chut. A goeie jwoot is a dooie jwoot. You must remember these sayings in Afrikaans, wonderful, beautiful language. So, what they say, you are so stingy and miserly, just like a jutla, like a Jew, is taken from this Quranic verse, chapter number 5, Surah Maidah, verse number 64. And who's a good Jew? A dead Jew is a good Jew. You see that? One settler, one bullet. Chapter 5, verse number 64. So here Almighty Allah is telling us that these secularists, these capitalists, these jutlas, these haramis, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The non-Muslims who tell the true Muslims, أَنُثِمُوا. What must we feed? مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْأَمَهُ. If Allah wanted and decreed, Allah could have fed them. For what must we feed them? Why must we go and feed them? So where's the empathy? Where's the sympathy? Where is the humanity when you murder 200,000 innocent people in Gaza Mubarakah alone? But what the price to pay? But you will lose the whole of Israel. InshaAllah, ajilan ghayra ajil. In the near, near future, that is the system of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Almighty Allah states, in antum illa fi dhalalim mubeen. Definitely you are but in a total astrayness. You have chosen the wrong path and you're promoting, advocating the true path. When you speak to them, then they will try and intimidate you. They will try and provoke you. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ. The enemies of Islam and Muslims and the enemies of Almighty Allah will say, and when will this promise, this punishment come? Wa'adu, promise. But in this text context, it means the punishment, chastisement, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful, bring the punishment now, so see the world now. What a punishment, the hurricanes and the floods and the wars and so many problems throughout the world. You will not find a single country where there are no rows and ructions going on. So therefore, we bring you to the next item. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Muharram, 1446, South Africa, Southern Africa. Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine and majority countries and continents of the world. Today is the 5th of Muharram, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 279. So you must remember the Jutlas have sent down and rained down pamphlets upon the people in Gaza city, move from here to there. So where must they go to? Wherever they go to, you bomb them, you kill them, you baby killers, you war criminals, you are the people who are cursed by Almighty Allah for all times and all places, and you are the killers and murderers of prophets and messengers. Therefore, Allah is going to continue punishing the Jews and the Jutlas and whoever assists them, like the Zionists and so forth. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. The punishment will continue. Nobody can give them peace. Chapter 7, verse 167. There will be a protest march from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. By car, by taxi, by bus, it takes you 1 hour. And thousands of all Jutlas, no Palestinians, all the Jews, Zionists, will be marching there from Tel Aviv right up to Jerusalem. And they're demanding three things. Number one, the hostages must be brought home. There must be immediate elections, and he, Bibi Netanyahu, the Harami, the butcher of Gaza, the war criminal, must resign and then be dispatched to jail. 30 rockets fired from Lebanon into Israel north. Very good. Hezbollah, Ansarullah. Hezbollah there in Lebanon and Ansarullah in Yemen. You blast the Israelis. We make dua for you, but you still remain kuffar because you are Shia and non-Muslims. U.S. accusers, listen to this. Listen to this. U.S. accuses Iran of promoting the Palestinian marches in the universities of America and in the streets and cities of America. You morons, when you had a chance, you must remember three times in the United Nations to say yes, have a ceasefire. Three times you use your veto, and now the curse of Almighty Allah is on you morons, your Biden and Trump and Republican Party. Today, 10 Democratic people, politicians, have said, Biden, you must step down. You are a disaster for us, the Democrats, and you are a disaster for America. So that is the latest happening there. So remember that, will he leave or not? We don't know. But both of them are humiliated, disgrace. Whenever you think of Clinton, you think of Monica. Whenever you think of Trump, you will think of stormy business. And when you think of Biden, then you will know Joe Butcher Biden, Joe Genocide Biden, Joe mix-up character. He doesn't know his own gender. He said he's a black woman. So that is your president of the free world, as they say. My foot, he's not fit to be a president of even a small cafe and a small shop and all that. That's his IQ. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing, nincompoop. So CNN to cut, you must remember, 100 jobs. NATO, you know what they're doing now? They give 40 billion US dollars worth of arms to who? To Ukraine. We can't lose against Russia. Putin, we like you, oh Putin. I want to meet you, Putin, and make you a Sulman, make you a Muslim. You need to become our commander-in-chief. All our guys are hopeless, useless, good for nothing. So you carry on, and you blast them to pieces. Remember that. Therefore, we support you. Whoever blasts America and gives America, NATO, and Europe a bloody nose, we will support him, Muslim or non-Muslims. Okay, Israel's Gitmo is is closed, remember that. They had a Gitmo Guantanamo Bay Deck, a Sadi, S-D-E, so must be in the Jutla language, Hebrew. That you must remember. It was a shame for Israel, even by their standards, how they were torturing the Palestinians, using dogs to torture them. And remember that then some of them died and passed away there as Shuhada. South Korea, big problems there in Seoul and other places. Wonderful country, I visited it. South Korea, three things has happened. One politician said, do you know why so many South Korean men are committing suicide? Because our society is gone an abnormal society. What does he mean? The women now are competing for men's jobs, and then they get the job and so forth, and the men get unemployed. They get frustrated, and then they commit suicide. Second, they're earning so much money now, they're financially independent, they don't need the male, so they don't get married, and then these people get frustrated, they commit suicide. One of the highest suicide rates for men is in South Korea and Seoul. And third, so much rain and floods there in South Korea, 5 people dead. They say it's one of the worst floods in the past 200 years there. Macron accuses the Israeli official of election interfering. So all that will continue amongst them. They will blame this one and that one and so forth. Pakistan says the registered Afghanis can stay for one more year in Pakistan. If you know Pakistan, Afghanistan, there are so many intermarriages for decades and decades and decades. But because the Taliban defeated Biden, defeated Trump, and gave the American army a good threshing, they had to put their tails between their legs and run, like how the Russians had to run. So similarly, now the American regime is always looking for excuses to cause problem for the Afghan. You know the Pakistan government, how corrupt they are. So the subchore, the whole lot, crooks, remember that, as far as the Pakistan government goes. So they put pressure on them, get rid of these Afghanis. That is how the American system works, remember that. Israel will begin drafting the ultra-Orthodox Jews. So that is another prescription and recipe for civil war. These Jutlas who belong to the Torah schools, the corrupted Torah, one should add. So they will be fighting back, and then the fight dance, the popper dance, and then you will see again fighting will start. So Allah always puts something for them. Russia attacks the Ukrainian ports and 2 people killed. Well done. We have no empathy, sympathy for Ukraine or America or Europe or Israel. They all war criminals as far as we're concerned. Saudis are now using their billions and trillions of dollars. So Saudis buying islands from Egypt. Egypt is selling some of its strategic islands. Why? Because they're in an economic mess. The IMF have put them into such a trip, they don't know how to come out of it. So the Saudis say, okay, we will buy this so many billion, we'll buy that so many billion, and so forth and so on. So that is why capitalism is a disaster. And interest, riba, and you must remember, sud, viage, call it whatever you want, is a curse system. It's war against Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Trump is so confident of victory. He says, Biden, come on, I want to debate with you again this week. And if you can't, come on, let's play some golf. And then we see if you have any brains left or not, you see. So both of them morons. And they speak like morons also. Question mark for you South Africans. Does South Africa have a kidnapping crisis? 100%. You ask any Muslim, where is our Maulana Yusuf Sattariya? Where is our Hafiz Ashraf Kaka? Where are the Portuguese people? So in South Africa, currently, the Muslims are being targeted, and you see that the Portuguese are being targeted. So definitely, there's a third force, but we have such hopeless policemen and ministers of police and defense that they don't know whether they're coming or going or so forth. Hopeless, useless. You know, under apartheid, apartheid was a crime, you know. And we know what they called us, coolies, and what words, the K word they would use. But when you saw a police, you knew this is a man of authority. You look at this police of nowadays, you think of KFC and all that. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing. Majority of them corrupted to the core. Look at this. After 8 years, the life Esidemeni, I better pronounce that word properly, I spelled it properly here. Life Esidemeni. So there was an inquest, and remember the judge passed the verdict and said that the death of so many people was due to negligence, and now they must be charged. So where's the NPA? When are you going to charge them? 8 years have passed. So justice delayed is justice denied. Hopeless, remember this. Our police, our army, our justice system, all good for nothing, if you ask me. How can you wait for eight years and nothing still happens? What about the people who lost their children, lost their family members and siblings and so forth? Now, yesterday was the last day. From today, all South Africans going to Dublin, going to Ireland, you need visa. You see, when I went there, you didn't need visa. So now you need visa, you must remember. Why? Because they all realize South Africa is a corrupted place and the government from top to bottom are corrupted. So today you need visa. Anybody going from today that you will need visa, there to go to Ireland. Cape Town, the big havoc, floods and roads and what have you. Many schools are closed for today due to the inclement weather. They told the children, sit tight at home and parents, don't send your children to school. Allah make easy, beautiful Cape Town. And Zuma, President Zuma, he's the president of MK. So now Balula, you know Balula, he's the Secretary General of the ANC. So in the Citizen, it's mentioned that Balula admitted that Zuma defeated the ANC. How's that? So you must remember that. Our programs for today, Thursday, remember the 4th of Muharram, 1446. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Maulana Musa Akudi. Allah Ta'ala reward Maulana, mashallah, went for Hajj and then went to Aqsa also, mashallah. So he will be interviewed by Mawlana Zahid Khan between 8:30 and 9. And then 11 to 12, we'll have our fiqh program, all to do with Ashura. What are the correct beliefs and what are the Shia propaganda and the fairy tales and so forth. Inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, today we will kick off our tour to Durban, the Muharram tour. And our first stop will be there in Vellum, where Maulana Abid Khan is, where Maulana Wahid is, mashallah. And Isha Salat is 7:15. Inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, it will be live, you understand, from 7:15 right till 9 o'clock tonight. And that will be on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah al-Aziz, Qari Naeem, the blind Qari Sahib will be there. Maulana Mahmood Ishaq will be there. And all the Maulanas of Elam will be there, inshallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it a means of Hidayat. Allah Ta'ala accept it. We thank the Capital Group for their generosity and sponsorship. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla grant them more capital in the Iman, in the Islam, in the Ikhlas, and in their properties and what have you. So when we do for Islam, inshallah, Allah will bless us more and more. Jee Maulana Salim, we have now 20 minutes left, right till 6 o'clock for the Adhan, and then the news, and then the Adhan by Suleiman, inshallah. So let us fire up. We have in the 20 minutes, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, some clarity on yesterday's question, which was not understood. My mother remarried. Her husband has a son from his previous marriage. Can I marry him?
So the question is like this. Yesterday, the question was very, very hazy. You must remember is this. Now, the easy way of understanding this question is like this, that if you were married, the lady, and your husband passed away, okay, or he divorced you, and let's say you have sons, and now you got married to that person there, so you must remember your husband, new husband now, second husband, and he has daughters. You can turn it around, sons, daughters, this way, that way. So he came with his daughters from his previous marriage and so forth. So remember that he, the husband, he cannot marry your daughter after consummating your marriage with you. That is, so you can't get married to his sons, so his stepson after his death, and he can't marry, you must remember, your daughters, his stepdaughters. So yesterday when I told you that you can't get married, so the stepfather cannot marry the stepdaughter, the stepmother cannot marry the stepson. So understood that? Now comes the question, let's say this wife has daughters, now from a previous marriage, nothing to do with this current husband, and this current husband has sons from his previous marriage. Now these sons and these daughters, they totally ajnabi to one another, they totally, you must remember, strangers to one another, hence they can marry, and parda is compulsory between them. So your sons, the stepfather's sons, and the stepfather's daughters, so they can marry one another, because they got nothing to do, their parents are totally different, and they will be strangers to one another. Once they are strangers to one another, hence they can marry one another.
Mufti Saab, I purchased a car from the junk mail. I did not know that the car was hijacked. Papers and ownership was included in the sale. My car was confiscated yesterday and returned to its rightful owner. What do I do in this case, as I had paid 150,000 rand for this vehicle?
In Islam, alhamdulillah, and our fuqaha and jurors, they have dealt with all issues. So you bought a junk, from a junk mail, you bought a junk car, it means. Remember, it was a hijacked car, stolen car, whatever. In Islamic terminology, we call this babul istihqaq. Junaid Mota knows about this. You must remember that. You see, that they stopped him one day and all those stories. So anyway, you must remember. Now I'm going to use examples. I am A, and Maul Salim Karim is B, and Junaid Mota is C. Okay? So I'm A, I bought the car from Maulana Salim Karim. And Maulana Maaf Kijega is a bad example. But that car, you must remember, was a stolen car. That car was not really, you must remember, belonging to Maulana. But I bought it in good faith, and I paid him 100,000, 150,000. And Maulana says, I also didn't know it was a stolen car, so I bought it from Junaid. So now you must go back. So I must claim my 150,000 from Mohammad Salim. Mohammad Salim must collect the money from him, from Junaid. So it will go backwards. You call istiqaq. But by the time this happens in our South African courts and all that, you remember, you will lose a lot of money, because you'll have to get lawyers and advocates and attorneys and a lot of issues involved. But that is the Islamic verdict. You must go to the person from whom you purchase it, junk mail or through mail or whatever. Ever else, and then you tell them that how come you're advertising like this. You can go to the ombudsman also and tell them that this is unfair advertising and so forth, that they are advertising stolen cars, hijacked cars and so forth. But it's a long drawn out process. And then when he, that person who sold it to you, he will tell you, even I never knew it's a hijacked car and so forth. Then from whom he bought it, then he can claim the money from him. So you go backwards and get the trail, you follow the trail. So that is what Islam will say, and you call it in our Islamic fiqh and jurisprudence, but Babul istihqaq. Who is deserving, who is deserving, who is deserving, and then they will claim from one another.
Mufti Saab, if we have fears for heights and seasicknesses, will this be a valid reason not to perform Hajj, as it is virtually impossible to drive all the way to Mecca?
So who says you have to drive? You must remember these type of things here. So if you want to go for a business trip, you want to go for a honeymoon, you want to go for a cruise, you want to go for that, then lo and behold, then all you must remember, the fear goes away. Now suddenly for Hajj, we got all this, that fear and phobia. You say, no, if I go in the plane, then maybe I will pass away, or the plane will get hijacked, or my huzu will break, and all this, remember, is waswasa of shaitan. You waswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. So therefore in Islam, whenever we have the whisperings of shaitan and Satan and Lucifer, read qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. All these ta'weezes, the ta'weez chefs give you, just take it, bury it, burn it, and end of the story. Don't worry about this. 90% are just making money out of it, fooling the public and so forth, fleecing them. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Uqba radiallahu an, open Sahih Muslim authentic hadith, Ya Uqba, La yata'awwadhu ahadun bimithlihima. The most powerful ta'weez and thing for protection is read Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, mu'awwidhatain, it will give you protection. Mu'awwidhatain, you will be protected. Therefore, it is a sunnah nabawiyya, the sunnah teaching, preaching of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After every farz salat, we read Fajr, then Zohr, then Asr, then Maghrib, Isha, read the last three surahs. Qul huwallahu ahad, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas is a sunnah, which is matruka, which is abandoned and neglected by majority of us. Before you sleep, read it, and then Allah will remove the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan. Read Ayat al-Kursi, read Surah Fatiha, read Quran Sharif. They ask the Palestinian parents, mothers, fathers, children, Ma huwa sir, what is the secret? 9 months you're taking on the Israeli army. They are backed by America, by Britain, and Britain sent 200 planes during the time of Sunak, and they stayed in the air for 6 hours every time, and they were gathering intelligence, and then they were telling the Israelis, attack here, attack here. That is what Sunak the Harami did. He needs to be hanged and sent to Rwanda or India. Bunch of Haramis, whole lot of them. Don't think the Starmer is better. He's another big shaitan. He said, no aid, no water, no food, no medication. Must enter, you must remember Gaza. And that is what he said in 2023 after the October 7 attack and so forth. So every one of them have got so many skeletons, you must remember, in their drawers and cupboards and so forth. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. So remember, we as Muslims cannot have this type of waswas and whisperings. Hajj is compulsory upon you, and you're looking for a petty excuse. Agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, you will come with 1,000 excuses. I leave you with this thought, my brother, my sister. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Among the famous books of hadith, no one has mentioned this. Only Imam Abu Isa at Tirmidhi, born in 209, passed away in 279. Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, the great and celebrated student of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, mentioned hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You Hajj is compulsory upon you. You don't have any valid excuse, and you don't perform Hajj. Fala alayhi ayyamuta yahudiyan aw nasraniyan. I don't bother about you. You can die a Jew or you can die a Christian. So remember, don't look for excuses, brother, sister.
Mufti Sahib, one of our revered brothers is upset with us. Mufti Sahib, due respect, we ask questions on the show to get answers. Sometimes you put us down to listening because you assume that all of us should know Sharia law. We are reverts and don't know everything. So Mufti Sahib, inshallah, give us your advice on this.
Remember, brother, is not we putting you down in something like that. We want more and more people to embrace Islam. If you look at the born Muslim and you take the revert Muslim, remember that, you will find very little difference today. Majority of Muslims don't even know the basics of Islam. If you ask them about Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and all these type of things, you must remember this, they will know everyone. Ask them who won the soccer match, who won the tennis match, who won this, who won elections, they'll know. But the basic things they won't know. So that is an indictment, not for you, not for the revert, but for the born Muslim. Therefore, my brother, whether we are born Muslim, whether we embrace Islam, always remember this one verse. Chapter 20 of Surah Taha of the Noble Quran, and verse 114, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Almighty Allah, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh, beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. So you, my brother, you embrace Islam. How much did you learn about Islam? You have to ask yourself. You were born Muslim. How much did we learn about Islam? So every day we must learn something about new Islam. It's not putting you down. It's encouraging you. But sometimes the truth is very bitter and then we don't want to accept it. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Dharr radiallahu an, قُلْ إِلْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّا. Speak the truth even though the truth is bitter. Authentic hadith in Mustafa Ahmad. So therefore, brother, if you are a student and you want to learn deen, even if your teacher, you know, when I was becoming a Hafiz, 68 to 70, I saw my teacher hitting the students. He used to pick up, you understood, weights. And the people asked him, for what you got these weights? He said, I want to give these ladies hiding if they don't know their sabak, they don't know their lesson. And everyone then knew we had to know. Alhamdulillah, I never got hiding. I was the youngest guy. I was terrified, you know. So anyway, so sometime now a person goes, no, how can this teacher hit us? No. We do all that for the betterment. You know, I was in Newcastle for 20 years. Many times I had to hit the students, give them 6 cuts and so forth. That time it was permissible. So by law and all that. And they should be very upset. Today when they meet me, the same chaps, they come and cry. So now we understand we are teachers. You understood? So sometimes the carrot and sometimes the stick, you have to use that, brother. So if a person feels we are putting down, I mean, that's your problem. That's not our problem. We must understand this. If we are a talib, a sadiq, if we are a true scholar and a true student. Last night I was there by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab. I told Hazrat, you know, you're my teacher for past 50 years, Hazrat. He said, 50 saal ho gaye. He couldn't believe. I said, Hazrat, I studied at your feet in 74, and here I'm sitting at your feet in 2024. It's Harit Ta'ajub Farmaya. He was so surprised, you know. So when we are students, our teacher can tell us nonsense also. We must say, Jazakallahu Khairan. That is what Islam is teaching us.
Mufti Sahab, if a child is born mentally challenged, is Salat first upon them as they do not know what they are doing?
Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Rufil Qalamu An Salas, the pen has been removed from 3 people, 3 categories. Anis Sabi Hatta Yahtalim, from minors, when we were young and all that, you understand, children and so. So now you keep fast and then you break the fast and all that. So there's no qadha. You read salat and then you just break your salat and you start running around and so. There's no qadha. So it shows that when you are a minor, you are not mukallaf, you are not given obligations. And then wa anil majnuni, people who are insane and they are made, Allah forbid, hatta yufiq, till they recover. And third one, wa'anin na'imi, people who are fast asleep. They fast asleep, they dreaming this and that. They don't know what they're talking. Hatta yastayqiz, till they wake up. So that is the authentic hadith. So if this person is really mad and crazy, Allah forbid, Allah protect us, then there's no, he's not mukallaf, he's not obliged to read salat and fast and so forth. But if that person, when you speak of money, you speak of worldly things, then he knows everything. He's faking that madness or whatever. So then salat, siyam, fasting, prayer, all that will be compulsory upon him.
Mufti Saab, 1400 years ago, there was no cars. Did ladies not ride horses and camels? So where did the fatwa come about that ladies should not drive a car, as it has more privacy than a horse or a camel?
So I'm asking you, 1400 years ago, so you must remember 101 things were not there. You must remember all these mics we are using, all this WhatsApp we are using, all this internet. So you'll have to say, according to your analogy, that all that is more permissible, it is more privacy. You see the foolishness of that argument. Once you say you are a Muslim, I just gave it to you in the lesson today, right in the beginning. Look at your traffic light. Look at your robot. And that is your answer. Once you bring logical arguments, it has no place in Islam when it is against the nusus, against the divine text, the Quran Sharif, or against the prophetic text, whether it makes logical sense to you or is supra-logical. So let's give you some Quranic verses. Quran Kareem teaches us clearly, chapter 33, verse 33, where is the place of a woman? وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Woman must stay glued in their homes. They can only leave the home if there's a real need. And for your wife or my wife or anybody's wife to become a taxi driver every day, take the children to school, every day take them madrasa, run around here to the mall and meet Paul, is all that necessity is need. Hasha wa kalla, never ever. In Islam, that is never permissible. Whether we like or don't like, that's your business. I am giving you what Quran Sharif teaches us. How many of our women, put 100 Muslim women, 1995 are guilty of this? Wherever you go, إِذَا خَرَجْ حَدِيثِ تِرْمِذِي شَرِيفِ, authentic hadith, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a woman leaves her home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَثِّرَةً, and she applies the perfume, lipstick, dipstick, and Allah alone knows what else they apply, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and she passes the man, she's interacting with the man, and the man can see her, she can see them, he, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَهِيَ زَانِيَا, she is an adulteress. She is an adulteress. She's a street lady. What are you going to say about all that, brother? So you must remember these type of things. When you say Muslim, then we embrace what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Direct from Almighty Allah, what Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we accept it. That is the true love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Nabi alayhi salam must lead us to ittiba, to follow the Master alayhi salatu salam immaculately. Logical arguments have no place in Islam when it contradicts the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. People suffer from Western ideas, and people are bombarded by Western propaganda. See, I told you South Korea, the most amount of men committing suicide currently in the world is in South Korea. Why? The women are taking their jobs. The women tell the men, go to hell. I don't have to worry about you. I'm financially independent. And then they commit suicide. So once you go against the divine system, the prophetic system, you create bigger problems. You must remember that. It's not permissible for women to be driving car here and there and running around. Totally Islam does not allow it. Whether you like, don't like, that's your business. We are here to promote the deen of Islam.
Mufti Sahib, I want to go with the Jama'ah to get closer to my Creator. What's your take on this?
So very good. If you got enough money to go, you left enough money for your wife and children and so forth, and you don't have debts, you must remember, then you go. If you have debts, you have to pay all your creditors. If you can't make arrangements for your wife and children, security and so forth, then you can't go. So you must remember, the biggest jamaat is this, that we make about ta'aleem. We change the zehen, the mind, zehen sazi. So we have to change the thought process of our wife, our children. We all must bring deen in our life. Today we speak of Muslim government and Islamic government. How much Islam do we have in our house? Which government is preventing you? Here in South Africa, who's preventing you? Nobody preventing you. But how much Islam do we have? Now it's winter. How many people read Fajr Salat in the masjid? I'm asking you. I'm going to the masjid now. Three-quarter, half the people are missing. It's very cold now. So where's our Islam then? So remember, when we don't read Salat at all, Fajr Salat, Bala Shaitanu fi udhunay, the Satan Shaitan urinates in our ears, Allah forbid. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So we need to think properly. The whole work of Dawat and Tabligh is for self-reformation, and therefore we need to start within ourselves and within our families and so forth. Allah Jalla wa laki was tawfiq, your brothers, sisters, children, we will be there in Vellum, and you contact Mona Abid, Brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, and Mona Wahid, and Haji Boxer. We'll be there by him, Haji Boxer. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.